Personal biases and preconceptions is a significant topic, particularly in the context of active listening and effective communication. These biases and preconceptions can act as barriers to truly hearing and understanding what others are saying, impacting our ability to communicate effectively in both personal and professional settings. Here's a brief overview of this concept. Understanding personal biases and preconceptions. Definition: personal biases are preconceived notions or attitudes towards certain people, ideas, or situations, often formed through our background, cultural environment, personal experiences, and societal influences. Preconceptions: these are judgments or opinions formed beforehand without adequate evidence or through limited information. Impact on active listening. Selective listening: biases can lead to selective listening, where we hear only what confirms our preconceptions or beliefs. Misinterpretation: they can cause misinterpretation of the speaker's message, leading to misunderstandings. Barrier to empathy: prejudices can prevent empathy, as they hinder our ability to see the situation from the other person's perspective. Overcoming personal biases in communication. Self-awareness: the first step is recognizing and acknowledging one's own biases. Open-mindedness: approach conversations with an open mind, willing to hear and consider different viewpoints. Active engagement: engage actively with the speaker, asking questions for clarification and better understanding. Empathy: practice empathy by trying to understand the emotions and motivations behind the speaker's words. Continuous learning: be open to learning and changing your viewpoints based on new information or perspectives. Role in professional development. In a professional context, overcoming personal biases is crucial for effective leadership, team collaboration, and customer relations. It fosters a more inclusive and respectful workplace, where diverse ideas and perspectives are valued. Helps in making more objective decisions and reduces the likelihood of conflict arising from misunderstandings. Inclusion in training and development. Many organizations include training on recognizing and overcoming personal biases as part of their professional development programs. Such training often involves exercises in self-reflection, role-playing, and discussions on diversity and inclusion. Addressing personal biases and preconceptions is essential in developing true active listening skills. It's about being fully present in the conversation, giving the speaker an opportunity to be heard without the filter of one's own judgments. This skill is not only beneficial in professional settings, but also enhances personal relationships and contributes to a more empathetic and understanding society.